I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion, bread and juice, Jesus' broken body, his shed blood. And as we come to the table this morning, as we prepare to receive from Jesus' hand his broken body, his shed blood, I would invite you to reflect, am I living a resurrection kind of life? Is it evident that the Holy Spirit is at work in me and through me, in my desires, in my thoughts, in my interactions with other people? Does it show that the Holy Spirit is at work in me? Or am I walking in the flesh? Am I wrapping myself back up in the grave clothes, wallowing in the filth that I once enjoyed, pretending to still be a dead person in the tomb, embracing my decay? If that's the case, I know your heart. Maybe you need to come to Jesus and just say, I evidently don't have any resurrection life in me. I evidently am still dead. Would you cause me to be born again? Would you give me your resurrection new life? You said it's there for the asking. I take you at your word and I'm asking. Would you cause me to be born again? He'll answer that prayer. For a lot of us, we probably know Jesus. We probably given our lives to Jesus, we probably have that resurrection power in us, and sometimes we just are inclined to go back like a unregenerate person and wallow in the mud, wallow in the decay. That's where we're at. We just simply need to come to Jesus. It's not guilt and shame. It's there's a better way. There's hope. Come to Jesus today at the table and say, Lord, I haven't been walking in the resurrection power you supply to me. Fill me with your Spirit today, and from this day forward, let me walk as the new person I have been made, because I'm believing in you. I'm depending on you. You have to do it. I can't do it. I can't drum up the effort to fake it. It has to be a real work of the Spirit. So make me new and help me to walk consistent with the new life you've given me in Christ. I invite you to do business with Jesus this morning as we are served bread and juice, reminders of his broken body, his shed blood. He did the work. He gives us his Spirit to animate these corpses so that we can live lives pleasing to Jesus. So I invite you to simply cry out to him for help. Express your dependence on him, your faith. You said this, I'm taking you at your word, and I'm going to take a step trusting that you will make that happen. Think of the lame people that Jesus healed. I haven't been able to walk ever. My legs, I can't feel my legs. I can't do anything. Jesus says, take up your bed and walk. That person had to say, I don't think I can. In fact, I know I can't. But because you said to do it, I will step out trusting you to animate me to do what you told me to do. See how that works? That's us. Been dead in my trespasses and sins, and you say live, resurrection lives. I'm going to take you at your word, and I'm going to step into that, knowing that I don't think I can. In fact, I know I can't, but because you said it, I'll do it. And I'll trust you to give me the animating power, the Holy Spirit power to do it. Let's step out today and begin to walk resurrection kinds of lives. Jesus. Thank you for what you did for me on that cross. I have no hope outside of you. Jesus, thank you that you didn't simply pay my debt off and leave me at zero in my account. You credited me with your own perfect record of righteousness. So that I stand before the Father having in my account every good you have ever done, Jesus. You don't forgive my sins and then say, now it's your turn, work hard, and don't ever sin again. You put your Holy Spirit in me to cause me to walk in your ways, to live a life pleasing to you, Lord. We believe. Help us to walk in the resurrection life that you bought for us. Help us not to try harder. Help us to lean harder into you. Depend more on you and trust you to do it in us and through us for your glory. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid, for the death you died, for the life you now live at the right hand of your Father. Help us walk day by day in your resurrection power, depending completely on you for sustenance, for life. We now receive good gifts from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you, taken. His blood poured out for you. Drink.